15 minutes of fame can feel like an eternity. Here's the backstory. Last week, Carolyn Washburn, the executive editor of the Des Moines Register, showed up to do her job to moderate the final two face-offs for each party before Iowa State caucus on January 3rd. After it was all over, she wrote on her blog, "My friends told me to quit reading the web Wednesday afternoon after moderating the Register's Republican debate. I learned that I was, and this is the nice stuff, boring, school-marmish, Nurse Ratchet, the battle-axe nurse from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I had a caboose. Ouch, I've been working out so religiously." Now, the Des Moines Register has been grilling presidential candidates in pre-caucus debates since 1980, but a lot's happened since then. Three cable news channels providing live coverage, candidate websites, YouTube, where an exchange like this can take on a life of its own.
Former Senator Fred Thompson of Tennessee, I would like to see a show of hands. How many of you believe global climate change is a serious threat and caused by human activity?
I'm not doing hand shows today.
Yeah. No hand shows today.
With him.
And so, does that mean, is that yes or no for you? Do you believe that global climate change is a serious threat and caused by human activity?
Well, do you want to give me a minute to answer that?
No, I don't.
I'm not going to answer it.
Okay.
Laying down the law. On the Friends of Fred Thompson site, a campaign was started calling Stop the Hand Show to end what they called kindergarten antics by a liberal moderator. And now Ms. Washburn says she and her all-female editorial board is being accused of bias for announcing over the weekend that it was endorsing Hillary Clinton. John McCain, too, for the record. So, Carolyn Washburn, how would you describe your past week?
That's the only way I can describe it is to laugh. It has been crazy. I knew that it would be, but it has exceeded my expectations.
Carolyn, raise your hand if you'd do it again.
I am raising my hand. You can't see it.
Why would you do it again? And would you do it again in the same manner? Would you stick to your guns all the way down the line?
Yeah, I would, because I think that the worst, this was the end of a whole lot of debates that people have seen over the last year. And you're right that media has changed. And we were doing a debate with public television to provide some statewide exposure to things that Iowans hadn't already heard an awful lot about. And some of the candidates weren't happy about that. They weren't happy that I wasn't asking a lot of questions about Iraq and immigration, because I think that they're more comfortable talking about those things. I was certainly not the first in this set of debates to ask for a show of hands. It's happened about four times in other debates by networks and much more prominent moderators than me. So, I guess I kind of look at it that those folks had something to accomplish that day. They had a certain message to get out to their supporters or the people they were trying to woo. And I happened to be the person standing there as the foil on that particular day. So,
Carolyn, when you look back at your performance, what do you regret, if anything at all?
I suppose that... I'm not as stylish as some of the, very experienced television anchors, and I forgive myself for that, But other than that, I feel really good about the line of questions that we asked. The thing that nobody really lets me finish explaining, I think, everybody keeps trying to twist this into... I didn't ask questions about the things that people say are most important. And the truth is that, I keep saying we did our Iowa poll. We asked people what's most important. Absolutely. More than 70% of people said that Iraq and national security and terrorism were among the most important issues. This is Iowans who intend to caucus. More than 70% of them also said economy and jobs were among the most important issues. But more than 70% of them also said that they did not need any more information about those to make a decision. And that's really what swayed us and caused us to pick the questions that we did. More than 40%, in several cases, more than 50% of the Iowans that we polled said they did need more information about things like the national debt and global competitiveness In fact, more than 60% of the people we polled said they needed more information about national debt and global competitiveness. So that's why we focused our energy there. These folks have been in Iowa so much that, you know, some of the media critics said that all I did was create an opportunity for them to give their stump speeches. Well, if you want to hear stump speeches, ask them about Iraq or immigration in Iowa again.
Want to get to your endorsements over the weekend, because that's sort of kicked up some more dust in your direction. You have chosen Hillary Clinton, your editorial board. It, you know, you changed your mind during, you know, the process. It's a long process all the way up to that big decision. Now, was there one moment, one speech, one encounter with the candidates that helped you decide, yes, we're going to choose Hillary Clinton?
No, it was a building thing. In our very, very first editorial board meeting with her, gosh, I don't know, 3 months ago, I don't remember. We all had our shields up, to be honest, in the same way that many Americans have their shields up about her. And we had our shields up, and we finished an hour or an hour and a half with her and came out and looked at each other and went, wow. She's just extremely impressive.
Yeah, can I ask a question, a behind-the-scenes kind of question? It's an all-female editorial board, right?
No.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
There's one man.
One guy.
and the other thing is we had Dick Doak, who is a very, very, he's sort of our emeritus member. He retired a year ago, but has been part of these editorial board meetings and discussions, and in fact has written all of the editorial board endorsements up until this year for many, many years. And like I said, retired a year ago. We had him sit on many of the meetings and actually sat in on the endorsement discussions with us, even though he didn't get sort of a quote-unquote vote at the end.
Right. So this gender accusation is off.
Well, we knew we would get it. I mean, we talked about that from the beginning. If we endorsed Senator Clinton, that we were going to be accused of doing it because we have a heavily female editorial board. Of course, you know, for most years past, most newspapers have had heavily male editorial boards, and nobody's accused them of gender bias. So, you know, we knew that that would be an issue, but we take our jobs more seriously than that.
You'll appreciate this.
We understand that Iowa and the caucuses play this spotlight pivotal role. We take that very seriously. The Des Moines Register's credibility is very serious to us. We didn't make any of these decisions based on one issue or gender or race or any of those things. In fact, as I said, the shields were kind of up, and even at the end, there were some folks on the board who were leaning in a different way.
Carolyn, thank you so much for your time.
You'll appreciate this. We have 30 seconds to a hard break.
I'm done.
Carolyn Washburn is the vice president and executive editor of the Des Moines Register. Thanks for your time, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, the Blizzard Bowl of 07. Allison's going to talk to someone that she knows pretty well in just a minute.
And the Army is getting into the video game business. They're taking it one step farther. We'll find out why. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.